The Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
Hey, I didn't even pay any attention to what that Deborah woman was saying. It was some poem about severed limbs and vomit or something. Doesn't even matter. It's all the voice there. We'll play some more of those. Later on, some of the other auditions for the I Want to Be the Voice of KOTK contest. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon, Clyde Lewis, and Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom. We're going to get your phone calls here in just a second. We've got Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine coming up, and later on this hour, today's top five. We got the top five ways you can tell that someone is from the Great Northwest. It's all coming up. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get back to the phones in just a moment. This, however, is your personal savior and man about the town. It's Tim Riley in the KTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Beware of urban hazards. As we tire out, ice from a slope roof presents a dangerous hazard. Besides falling and causing property damage, fallen ice may cause decapitation and other annoyances. Be prepared.
Who's decapitated? You're making that up.
No, it could happen.
It'll eat your bones, too.
We'll be reading three or four stories about this happening in the next week. You'll watch and see.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that.
The towering inferno that wasn't. Moments ago, the fire department was called to the KOTK building.
No, they didn't come all the way down here, did they?
They certainly were. They're outside.
Oh, how depressing.
Comcast employees were headed outside for their own safety. KOTK employees were left inside to continue their working task.
Oh, sure. Save the Comcast people first. They've got to live to overbill me for things that I don't even use
day. They produce commercials down there. Yeah. The people with the purple and green faces.
Yeah, you know, they produce stress down there. They produce inaccurate bills down there. That's what they produce.
Let's face it. We were left here to die.
Left here to die like animals, like dogs on the Hindenburg.
They can fry my charred carcass from this newsroom.
The firemen were hot, though.
What?
Yeah, Joni got a look at him.
Were they greased up?
No, not yet.
Were you looking at his hose?
Stop.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. All right, we got the myriad phone calls to get to here, so we're going to get to that. Later on this hour, we'll talk to Jen Lane, and still later, we'll have today's top five. Top five ways that you can tell someone is from the Great Northwest. All right, let's. We have all these comments for Jolie that we're going to get to here in a minute, including Brad, the car guy. We're also going to get Justin, Keith, John. We've got the. What is this? This is a complaint. What is the nature of your complaint?
Well, it's Diana from downtown.
Yes, and the nature of your complaint is, what have I done to wrong thee?
Nothing at all. I was just saying that, of course, those of us who are actually at work won't be able to come down and try and collect on the sea monkeys now, will we?
I'm just saying that, you know, it's a little something that's, you know, more or less for the delivery guys out there. The delivery people among us, they're what keep, you know, America going.
That's true. We're just patching together the hurt and injured of Oregon.
The rest of us are all just, you know, we're all just filler in the great, in the great traffic jam of life. The delivery drivers are the ones who keep America working.
I do have one comment on the car.
Yeah.
I think that a guy can get away with driving a Baja Bug.
I'm sorry, you're
just
right.
Just the name, though. Yeah, Baja Bug.
Anything that ends in bug.
But it says something about him, though.
That's someone who's driving around with grit in their teeth and just tearing up
grit.
The desert.
That's what you want. I want a man with a grit.
But he might tear you up, Diana. So
I think I can handle it.
Okay, let's just end that conversation there. I don't want to hear about grit and tearing and handling. Yes, all right.
When do you ever?
All right, let's talk to John. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
What's up, Big Rick?
What do you got?
John.
Hey.
Joey, this is Big John.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm a little offended by the old Volkswagen comment.
No, we work together.
Great.
I'm a little offended by that. I'm about as manly as they come, and I'm out here in the snow in my Passat.
Oh,
okay, now you know what Tom Likas has said about... You know what Tom Likas has said about the man who drives a Passat.
Your wife should be driving the Passat, John. What does she drive?
My wife?
Yeah.
I make her walk.
Well, you make up for it. Trying to redeem
your manhood, huh?
Yeah. All right,
it's all a wash there. So you're in the Passat, but she's on foot. Okay, that's...
Exactly.
Deny her shoes as well?
What is the Passat?
She's pregnant.
What is a Passat?
She's pregnant? Oh, John, give her that car right now, and you go walk.
A Passat is like an even more rounded Jetta, right? It's like,
oh, I thought it was longer. And
it's a fancier one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like a, in as much as a Volkswagen can be luxury, it's like, imagine if there was like a luxury Jetta. That's what a Passat looks like, right?
Is that like an Opel? It looks like an Opel or something.
Isn't that right? Am I thinking of the right car?
So it looks like an Audi.
It's really
a poor man's Audi.
It looks really gay. Isn't that the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah, but that's the gay one, definitely.
It looks like something that's only driven by the most emasculated of men.
But, John, you don't look gay at all.
Joey, back me up. I'm about as testosterone-filled as they come.
Now, although you do have a really big shoe fetish.
And I will... Okay, let me ask you this. Did you have this Passat after you were married?
Yes, sir.
Well, see, there you go. You already captured a woman, you know.
I had to sell the Hummer and get the...
Oh, yeah?
You'd already tricked her into marrying you, so it didn't matter at that point.
Hey, Rick, you rock, man. I never called before. Joey always tells me to. And,
yeah, John.
I'm always looking out for you, man. I'm the Hispanic causing panic out here.
Excellent.
Keeping an eye out for you.
Spread the word, brother.
All right, man.
All right, there
you
go. That's
Passat. Sounds like something you do when you spit out a whole egg, shell and all. Passat. It's gross. Okay. I don't like that.
All right. The Passat sounds like some sort of a Passat sounds like some sort of an insect that only breeds every 7 years or something.
We see here the Mongolian Passat coming out of its pupa stage.
Is there a more unpleasant word in the English language than pupa? Let's talk to Keith here on Hot Talk 98.2K.
Hey, I've got two items.
Yes.
First item is busting on the Volkswagens. No,
Volkswagens are not manly.
Can I guess what kind of car you have?
There's nothing manly about a Volkswagen.
Well, I bet you drive a bus.
We did have a nice tip of the hat to the Baja Bug, and I'm here to talk about something like a 65 with a... completely worked over suspension, a roll cage, Recaro seats, 5-point.
So you're talking about something you've made into a different car.
No.
What kind is it?
That's like saying
it's improved on. You know.
That's like saying if I had, you know, if I was suddenly made taller and got a different face transplanted onto mine, and you know, and had like a different torso swapped out, that I would be better looking. But we're not really me then anymore.
We're just working on the foundation that Dr. Porsche has provided.
I'm just saying, you know, a woman walks out of a bar with you and she sees two cars. There's, you know, she sees what? She sees the Lexus. She sees the Ford F-150. She sees the Volkswagen. All I'm saying is one of those cars is substantially less manly than...
Well, this brings me to point two, and particularly to Jolie. The matter's been mentioned just about in the same breath that the really nifty nice car is the turn-on, and then at the same time, the really nifty nice car belongs to the guy who is just a completely self-absorbed jerk. So what? How long is it going to take before you broads learn?
No. You missed my point there, though. I was saying a nice car. He said, does the car matter? I said, yes, the car matters. But, so it's twofold there. I mean, if you got the really, really, really nice car and lots of money and a big attitude, you know, it's probably not going to... You're not going to last with her that long.
Yeah, there's that's Keith.
Hey, you know what?
Yes.
Ted Bundy drove a Volkswagen. He had no problem picking up chicks. Just thought I'd let you know that.
Well, see, that's my point. Don't be getting in any car with somebody that drives a bus.
So as long as you use that big
guy.
As long as you use that big gulp holder for your bottle of chloroform, you're going to be fine. You know,
and
as long
the
as
cast that you wear when you drive that thing. You got to wear that fake cast and say, where's my dog?
As long as your Volkswagen Rabbit comes with Rohypnol, too, you're going to have no problem securing a date for the evening. Let's talk to our good friend Brad, the car guy. What's up, man?
Hey, Rick. Thank you. Finally, a subject over which I have complete authority.
Oh, let me ask
you
this.
Should have maybe where to go for after hours.
Let me ask you this.
Too many drinks.
Let me ask you this. Volkswagen, manly or not?
Used to work for Volkswagen. Never, never manly.
That's what I'm saying. See?
Never, never manly. You know, and to echo what the guy just said, it's, you know, not to try and travel down a road less traveled to make logic out of Joey's comments, but...
Thank you, Brad.
It's true. Exactly. On one hand, you're saying that you judge the guy completely on what he drives, which I completely concur with. Having, you know, getting into 7-8 different cars a day, seeing the reactions that you get from women along the road. You're in a BMW, you're in a Mercedes, you have one reaction. You're in a Subaru, short of this weather, you get a completely different reaction. So,
it is
all what you drive.
The only time you get a good reaction in a Subaru is if you're a woman with a shag haircut looking for softball partners.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
It probably should come with a rainbow on the back,
yeah,
automatically.
But Brad, it's not just about the car; it's about the whole package.
I'm just
saying. The guy
so
impresses
that's what I'm
her.
Talking about. You drive a Mercedes; you got a package.
No, actually, you probably don't have a package.
Oh, see, listen to that. Listen to that.
Oh, look at the anger. Listen to the anger.
So I mean,
hey,
so
I'm fighting here.
So there should just you know. So you know that. See, when I was a kid, it's like there was no. There ought to be an 800 number or something you could call to find out the answers to these problems when you're a younger man, because it's like there ought to be. You can just call and go, should I be driving a Volkswagen? And then just go, no. You know, and just, you know, should I be driving a Miata? No. And just a whole list of things that they tell you so you know what to avoid.
And what is the most popular song going right now? Girls Like Cars and Money.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And one sort of, you know, and with one comes the other. That's Brad, the car guy.
I am the one that you can call and ask these questions to, right?
I'm saying no. Well, I mean, this is stuff that was pretty obvious. No Volkswagen, no minivan, no station wagon. No, because minivans and station wagons are fundamentally the same thing.
What about Woody? You ever driven a Woody?
You know when a
what is that?
You know the those like panel cars.
Woody,
you know they have
car.
That they have
like the Brady Bunch had
California. No, that's a station
no, that's
wagon.
A station wagon.
Would it have wood on it?
Okay. Here's Justin. You're on Hot Talk to 90KHK.
Hey, I got a couple of auditions. Little different variations for the voice of KOGK.
This is what is so we got. See again. See what is unclear about the date we gave people. We told people it had to be done by this morning.
It was too soon, though.
All right.
This mailman.
It was. I needed a bigger window.
All right. So what is it? So you feel that you ought to be the new voice of KOGK?
I do it that.
All right. You got here. You've got 20 seconds to impress us.
You're listening to the voice of KOGK 1080 Justin on Hot Talk 1080, or you go with the regular sound. This is KOTK 1080. You're listening to Rick Emerson. Have a good day.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe you could do it like a little drunk sounding. Maybe you could you know do it filtered.
You're listening to the voice of KOTK 1080. Have fun.
Whatever happened to that tape we had of Sarah sounding like she was all plastered?
Thank
that's what
God
that sounded
it
like
died
there.
When the shortcut did.
All right, there you go. That's Justin. 503-250-1080 in Portland. Jackie, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah, and what about guys who leave junk in their car? I mean, papers and debris and all kinds of...
That's totally my car. You look at my car, and it's like there's... Man, there's newspapers back there from, like, you know, the Reagan administration. They're just filling up the back seat somewhere.
It's a wonder you got a girlfriend.
Well, no,
Rick.
Because guys, we've talked about this before, that guys will do... When guys go to clean, it's like guys will just open up their oven and they'll just throw all their plates into the oven. You know, it's like all their dirty dishes go. Like if you, I've said
yeah.
this before, you go to a guy's house and you just like open a cupboard and you're gonna find dirty laundry that he stashed in there before you came over.
That's sick.
You know, it's completely
but I've
true.
I've gone on dates with guys who've had nice cars and then they've got all this junk and they say, "Oh, excuse me," and then they have to move all the junk so you can even get in the car.
No, it's
yeah, that's
true.
Not a really good way to impress a
that's
woman.
That's
gonna
impress no one because
shove
they,
it in the trunk.
They figure that your body looks the same way. Here's Tim Riley in the KHK newsroom.
Okay, I-84 has just reopened. I-84 has just reopened, but you have to have chains, okay? So hop right on there. I bet there's going to be a massive traffic jam because there are hundreds of trekkers waiting to get on there. So I-84 has reopened, and Greyhound now has service everywhere except east.
All right, so there you go. So I-84 is open, but you need
eastbound.
Chains. There.
Right.
Eastbound is open, but you need chains. Let's do this. We're going to do this. We're going to come back. We got some more phone calls. We've got Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. More auditions for the I Want to Be the Voice of KOTK contest. And we've got today's top five coming up. Top five ways you can tell that somebody is from the Great Northwest. It's Thursday on the Rick Emerson Show. We're here. We're live. We're back after this. It's Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Don't go anywhere.
Vacations and shopping sprees. These are a few of her favorite things. She'll get what she wants if she's willing to please. His type of girl always comes with a fee. Head out is nothing for free. Girls don't like boys, girls like cars and money.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. Giving all the traffic information, here is the one and only Clive Lewis.
Well,
from the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
224, I'm Tim Bradley. I-84 in Troutdale has reopened, but you have to have chains. Also, westbound MAX service has resumed to Hillsboro on the east side. Only the last four Gresham stations and Airport MAX are not running. The rest are. This news is brought to you by AutoZone. Don't take chances with an old weak battery this winter. If your car's battery is more than 3 years old, get into new AutoZone Duralast batteries.
Yeah, it's going to be really easy to get into AutoZone this week. Whatever you do, try to go get your car repaired this week. Demand that they do it right away, too, with no delay.
Absolutely. Well, what if their husbands get sick? A group of pals from Rhinestone Women's Institute in North Yorkshire posed nude to raise money for treatment in Calendar Girls. This is a motion picture now playing. Linda Bassett, who's in it, tells what it was like for Cora to take her clothes off for the film.
I don't think Cora would have a problem taking her clothes off in front of some people, but to be photographed, it sort of makes it public. And although they had no idea how big it was going to get, you know, I think they thought they might raise £300 or something. And instead, it's, you know, I think it's $250,000 and still rising.
Is Linda Bassett from the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety?
She sounds different, doesn't
Isn't
she?
Isn't that Lucinda Bassett?
Lucinda.
I believe it is, yes.
All right.
Annette Crosby, tell us about your character, Jessie.
She's a retired headmistress of an infant school. I don't know what her husband does yet. I haven't worked that out. She's the oldest member, and therefore I think particularly brave to take her clothes off. How much else can I tell you? She's one of the group.
This is the worst soundbite we've ever played.
Oh, extraordinarily strong-minded women.
I have no idea what's going on. So this is a movie about old women that nude up in front of the camera.
Yeah, to raise money for one of their husbands that died.
What? Who's the target market for this? Are people with cataracts? Exactly.
Like people my mom's age.
But your mom wants to go see a bunch of nude old women. Who? What? I wish I could have been in the room when they were working through the marketing for this movie, when they were trying to figure out who the target demographic for this was. I know, we'll get a bunch of wrinkly, drooping women, and we'll put them in front of a camera and have them be nude for the film. It'll, the kids will love it. Who wants to go see that? There's no one. It's like, you know, like the idea of a Martha Ray fold-out or something. It just doesn't really work for me.
Well, it's got to start warming up any moment now. Tim Ratley, KOTK News.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hey, by the way, they're doing a James Bond-a-thon all week on AMC. If you get it, I think it's Channel 71 or something here. Tonight they're doing Dr. No and From Russia with Love back-to-back. Connery in the house. Both from same year at 62, 63, something like that. Dr. No From Russia with Love starts at 6 o'clock tonight. Oh, that Apprentice show, that Donald Trump thing. A show that no one will watch, by the way. That goes on tonight, following a very special friends and so forth. I'm just going to read this without comment, by the way. This is what on K2 tonight, our former sister station, K2. 9 p.m. tonight, and I'm just reading this because there's certain things that you read in the paper, and you can't really believe that they're doing it and publishing a description of it. You know that I've never seen that show Extreme Makeover. I guess it's just some plastic surgery show or something. I'm just going to read you the description that's in the paper. 9 p.m. on K2 Extreme Makeover. A black woman undergoes lip reduction surgery. I don't even know. I mean,
yeah, she does.
But I mean,
they showed a preview of it last night.
I don't really know why that's something you'd. I'm just not even going to comment on it. I'm just going to read it. And
well, this is coming from the guy who doesn't understand why women get breast reductions.
I'm not. I'm just saying it has nothing to do with that. I'm not talking about women. I'm not. The two entirely different things. I'm just saying. Look, if I came to you, you were a network executive, and you said, what's your show tonight? It's about black people getting their lips reduced. Like, what would you say?
It's not just about that. It's about many other different.
But I'm saying it's awkward. Doesn't it make you? Isn't it a little weird? Do you think that they point out in the description of the show that she's black? Like, what does that have to do with anything? It just seems like a strange thing to note. Extreme Makeover, and I'm reading this right from the Oregonian. I'm not saying anything. I'm just reading it as it is. Extreme Makeover, a black woman undergoes lip reduction surgery. It just seems like an awkward way to describe the show. I'm just. I'm just saying it's a little strange. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend, the brain trust and maven behind Barfly Magazine, back after her exclusive 3-year tour of Europe, Scandinavia, and the subcontinent. It is our good friend Jen Lane. How are you, sister?
My arms are tired, man.
Are you,
it's been quite the whirlwind tour.
You were in New York for?
Yeah, I was in New York.
And then it was fairly dry, and then you came back here, and it's just like...
Yeah, it was beautiful in New York. It was 50 degrees and sunny, and yeah, it would have been great if I hadn't been visiting my family.
Yeah, well, that's the good news, bad news about the holidays. What's
yeah?
So you're back in town? Are you just like snowed in? Is Barfly?
Well, you know, I live in a happening hotspot, but everything's pretty dead, and I am just really glad to be home alone after smothering in the bosom of my family for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and
it always leaves me in a little bit of shell shock for a while, anyway.
Well, you know, and when you're hanging out with your family, that's one of those things. You know what it is? It's like eating at Taco Bell, because when you eat at Taco Bell, and I've talked about this before, that when you eat at Taco Bell, it's really good, and it's like, let's say you buy 10 tacos, you know, you eat the tacos, the first taco is great, the second taco is pretty good, and then there just comes one specific instant where suddenly the food goes from great to nauseating, and you never, ever want to see it again, and that's how it is when you spend time with your family.
Yeah.
There just comes a moment when you've had enough of it. So
comes about 2 weeks before I leave, actually.
And
2 weeks before I arrive back with my family.
And when you schedule the time to spend with your family, you always schedule way too much. You know,
yeah.
It always sounds like it's going to be...
I feel guilty. I feel really guilty. I shouldn't even have these feelings. My family's very nice. But...
Yeah. And it always sounds like it's going to be a lot more fun than it really is. And you're always about 3 days into a 10-day trip, and you're looking at the calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Wanting to be in a coma. So how does this affect Barfly? You guys still get your magazine? Is it still going to be out there?
Oh, yeah, it's out. I have a laptop, which I take everywhere with me, so that's like the nerve center of the empire.
So the liquor stores are still open. Clive was noting that there was...
Yeah, we can still, you know, we can still get our life juices.
So are most of the bars, you know, open in Portland?
Well, you know,
I live
right next door to Swickley's, which is a, you know, that's always open, and it's been closed. Every once in a while, somebody comes into the parking lot and does donuts. It's kind of funny.
I went to Swickley's on New Year's Day. They were open.
You did.
Oh, it was great. Their Bloody Marys rule. I love
them. Yeah, they have. It's just a great bar.
Yeah, it is a great bar. Right. And by the way, I want to thank Jen because she. We went to Swickley's, and I ended up at the back cover of Barfly. This issue of Barfly, I'm pretty
happy
with.
Yeah, that's right.
And I want to thank you on the air for such a great article and for making me look really good.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you're really happy with it.
Yeah, she made me look
listen
really
to that
good.
Whoring.
I want, Rick's going to be the next victim, so
I'm still
honing my craft, but that's good.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to let you recuperate, recover from your trip in from the snow, and we'll see you in studio next week.
Yeah, definitely, Rick. Thanks a lot.
All right, there you go. There's Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Okay, do we want to do the top five here? We got the top five, and we got all these...
We have a lot of the voice things, so I think maybe we should do the top five now.
All right, go ahead and roll it. It's the top five for Thursday.
2-1-fire.
Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
All right, it is Thursday, and your top five are today. And this really, the genesis of this was noting how, you know, in a world sort of changes, there's some things you can rely on. And one of them is that every time 14 snowflakes fall out of the sky, the roads in the Northwest will be absolutely empty, at least in Portland. At least in and around the Portland metro area, everyone will stay at home, terrified, hiding underneath their covers every time there's the slightest bit of ice falling out of the sky. And that, in turn, led to a big discussion in the hallway about other traits and other unifying characteristics that other people in the Northwest have. And so we arrived at this list, the top five things that indicate to you that someone is from the Northwest. The honorable mention was the constant presence of those... What are those shoes called? They're not quite hiking boots, and they're not quite shoes. You know what I'm talking about? Like, Tim wears them. And they've got those shoes that go... What are they?
Those,
like all-terrain...
Those Timberland boot things?
Yeah, what are they? Like all-terrain shoes from, like,
yeah.
Copeland? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
or they get them from, like, Columbia Sportswear? You know those shoes that like that Tim constantly wears? They're sort of like these weird hiking sneaker kind of a thing. And I've never seen those anywhere else in the country. You come here, they're everywhere. They're omnipresent. They're ubiquitous. Number five, the constant wearing of wool socks inside your Birkenstocks.
Or any kind of sandal.
It's like you can... Look, friend, you can wear socks, you can wear sandals. You cannot wear both and escape the scorn and contempt of the people around you. Matt does that, and he'll deny it, but I've seen it. He will Matt has lied to my face and told me that he has never worn sandals with his socks. But you and I both know it. We've seen it. And you walk around downtown, and there's always some guy walking around dressed, you know, head to toe in hemp, and he's always got, like, these thick-ass socks that he got from a G.I. Joe somewhere inside his Birkenstocks. On the list of ways you can tell someone is from the Northwest, number four, they can name, from memory, three different types of gourmet coffee blend. And this, by the way, this extends even to people who just spend a lot of time here. I mean, I got people in other states, other cities that I know, they come to Portland, and the first thing they do, man, it's like they're off the plane, they're not in town 5 minutes, and they're asking for, like, you know, whatever, Black Tiger or something from coffee people. You go to the rest, it's like when I was in New York, you go to the rest of the world, they don't know from different coffee blends. And all the coffee they serve in other cities is very, very small. I mean, it takes like, you know, three regular Earth coffees to equal the size of one of our coffees in Portland. All right. Number three. If you're from the Northwest, you know at least one person who's got a name up, a made-up hippie name like Starshine. Starshine, or Astra, or, you know, whatever, you know.
Like Ravenclaw.
Brooke, yeah, Ravenclaw, exactly. Well, I mean, we know somebody who's got that. We know somebody who's got a name very similar to that. But it's like and it's some name that they weren't born with. It's like, that, you know, they were born, you know, they were named Emily or something. But then at some point, they just, usually while they're attending Reed College, they decide they got to call themselves Moonglow or something. You know, but, you know, there's nobody in Cleveland that's named, you know, Treetop or something. It's only here. Number two, a 30% chance that one or more items of clothing in their closet has either a Grateful Dead logo or a pot logo. This extends even to Jolie. Even a Jolie who you don't really think of as being a Northwest-type person, man. It's like you go and look out in the car, and there's the little dancing bear stickers.
Oh, she's a huge Grateful Dead fan.
It's like you can't throw a rock here without hitting somebody who's got like some sort of a 420 or a legalized hat. And number one, the biggest way that you can tell someone is from the Northwest... If you consider beer one of the food groups, and or you consider beer a meal. Which, by the way, is a trait that Clyde Lewis didn't used to have, but one that he sort of took on as soon as he moved here.
What's that?
That you consider beer a food. I've heard you refer to Rolling Rock as a dessert beer.
Oh, yeah, it's food.
And I've heard you refer to Apricot Ale as a breakfast beer.
Yeah, you can pour it on your Cheerios and it tastes pretty good.
And it should be noted that anytime you're referring to any sort of an alcoholic beverage as a breakfast anything, I mean, I think that is officially one of the questions you answer yes to on the checklist about whether or not you've lost control of your life and need some sort of a 12-step intervention.
I mean, you get on the elevator, I lower my cholesterol, and I also put apricot beer on my Cheerios.
Yeah. So there you go. There are the top five ways you can tell that somebody is from the Great Northwest. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. We're back with more of the auditions in the I Want to Be the Voice of KOTK contest. Stay there. Back after this.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Clyde Lewis, got your traffic.
Studying the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Din, 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 din. Oh, I love these headlines that go by on CNN. Lieberman hoping for come-from-behind victory. Yeah, just keep on hoping. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here. It's Thursday with... What are you eating?
I'm eating food.
I'm aware that you're I didn't think you were eating a baby. What are you eating?
Eating healthy buffalo wings again.
I sent a thought out to the universe of somebody bring food, and Lenny and Tekla from the planet Tekla came down.
Lenny and Tekla? Isn't that the thing that Thundar the Barbarian rode around, that horse? Lenny, me and my horse creature, Tekla.
Lenny and Tekla saved my life because I have not been able to eat well since a snowstorm because I've been locked
in. Are those onion rings?
Onion rings.
Are those Atkins onion rings?
They are...
Exactly what part of the low-carb diet are deep-fried onion rings and whatever else?
You should dip those in ranch and make it very low-fat.
Onion rings and mushrooms and
So somebody brought me an entire thing of deep-fried food, which is now over there.
No, they brought me this stuff. That's
mine. Oh, no, they didn't, Clyde. I heard Joni say it was for everybody, and you're rubbing your fingers all over it.
This was brought to the front.
I gave you some, Sarah. I hear.
You gave Sarah some of this food that Lenny and Ookla brought.
Oh, my God. It was a whole basket full of food. There are two onion rings in there now.
No. You ate some.
I didn't eat any of that, Clyde.
Joni ate some.
Okay. Let's stop again. Okay. First of all, you have to swallow before you you continue talking.
And there goes
the
fire
alarm's going off again.
This sucks. I mean, it's insane. Snow outside, and I'm eating, and I'm being accused of being a hoarder.
I don't think you're really being accused of anything. I think we're simply... See, there's accusing you of eating all my food, and then they're simply pointing out that it's happened.
Look, I said to you...
Hold up the basket. Let's all get all versus. Hold up the container so I can see what's in it. It's goddamn empty. There's nothing in it.
It's two onion rings for Rick, right there.
Okay, Sarah, how many onion rings? Okay, you need to... Okay, you don't talk so much.
Going once.
Clyde,
okay, here we go.
You need to go to timeout. Okay, Sarah.
Hey, what about those KOTK voices?
How many onion rings were in there?
There were about 600 in there.
Okay, and there are how many now?
Considering Clyde just ate one, there's one now.
One left, and I told you to come get it, and you didn't get it. You're slow.
What, I'm doing a...
Early bird gets the worm, my friend. That's how it works.
I am so grossed out right now.
Oh, shut up. It's okay.
All right, let's... Do we have... Now that we've gotten completely off track... let's roll a couple more of these. These are the, and you're not even cleaning your hands. Now you're leaving onion goo everywhere.
And that's my microphone.
Oh, God. And it's not even, you've got crumbs in your beard.
There's actually a crumb right here on the mic. Sorry about that. Oh, I'm sorry. And I also slobbered a little bit.
You know, this is why nobody likes you, Clyde. This is exactly why.
People love me.
Yeah, people love me. People try to bring me food.
No, they bought it for me, not you. It was mine. Mine. See? I'm eating it, and you're not.
The next message is...
You Augustus
Globe. Hello. I'm Tim Moffitt. I should be the new voice of Kodiak. The new voice of KOTK because I have much radio experience. And I talk real good. And I listen to KOTK every day, so I am familiar with the day-to-day sound of the station. And I like working with people. There's something missing from radio today. It's me, Tim Moffitt.
It's just a firecracker of an audition is what that is. All right, let's roll the next one. We've got
message is...
And the reason why I believe I should be the new voice for KOTK is... Well, I've had experience with radio, and I've been told I do have the voice for radio that no one can resist. Anyway, if you think this is the voice you want for KOTK, give me a call.
What exactly would indicate to you that that's the sort of thing that we want on the voice in KOTK? I want a guy who comes and scats a lot. That's what I'm hoping for. All right, let's roll.
The next message is...
Well, I didn't know it was going to be a test. I guess because I worked cheap, because I've never done this before. Barry White's dead, and people say I have a great voice. So, if you think I have a great voice, too, you're the judge, so give me a call. It's John.
Now, none of these people really want it, but can we just go back to playing the Deborah woman who did the poetry? Or who was the Cupcake Dave? DJ, was that 5?
Oh, Cupcake Dave, yeah.
Let's just play that one again. Let's just play the voice. It's voice 5. That's the best one we've had so far. That's a guy.
The next message is...
DJ Cupcake Larry, I want to wowie you, I want to zowie you, I rock, I want to be the new voice of KOTK, Hot Talk, Cupcake Larry. Thank you.
The best part is when he says, I rock. That, see, that's untoppable. Him and that Deborah woman, whoever Deborah was, those are the
best. You want to hear Deborah one more
time? Yeah, let's play that again. I can never have too much Deborah.
The next message is,
I'm Deborah. And
yes,
I'd like
you
to be the voice of KOTK because I can read you a little something for your amusement. And it's not Robert Frost. It is Diamanda Galas from The Malediction. The arms
Wish
that you cut off
school.
That Sunday night are the arms that wait between my TV and my gun while the winks and smiles of singing debutantes and eunuchs whisper, we don't want you, unclean, lying there in vomit, filth, and perspiration, coming back with Elvis or with Jesus
Marry
from
me.
The dead.
Marry me, please, now.
And then, my friend, you die.
Hey, by the way, we got donuts in here now. And the fire alarm's on again.
Yeah, I swear to God, you know.
Let's just go to break and get this over.
So come get a donut, Rick.
Yeah, why don't you shut your hole? Why don't you come get it? Why don't you come get a whole lot of shut the hell up? Why don't you come get that? All right, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We're going to wrap it up after this. We got our friend The Low around the corner, the world-famous Hog Whitman. More of your phone calls. Like us at 3, the world-famous Bill Henry Show. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Let's talk to our good friend, The Low. What's up, man?
Oh, my man. I'm just... you know, braving the elements so, you know, I can make it to my lip reduction appointment.
Dude, well, and that's my white liberal guilt kicking in because I'm reading the whole description in the paper. I'm like, it's an extreme makeover, black woman undergoes lip. And how weird is it that white people are constantly going in trying to get bigger lips and dark skin? You know? Angelina Jolie and Pam Anderson have totally raised the bar for that.
Man, this world is just ass backwards, I tell you.
I'm telling you. How was Vegas? You were there when
it was
snowing.
Good. We had a great time. We spent New Year's at the Tournament of Kings. Which is just pretty rowdy, especially for New Year.
Yeah.
That was off the wall.
And then you had the snow. It was coming down, like I saw the Luxor, and it was snowing all over it.
Well, it was pretty light. I think they over-dramatized, kind of like here. You know, coming from the Midwest, I couldn't sit at home in good faith and watch all Oregon.
No, well, people in Detroit would completely laugh at us.
Oh,
this.
Man, it's just like, the only thing that's bothering me is the lack of snow removal, because I can drive in it. It's just, you know, if you make an effort to get it out of the way, you know, it works.
Yeah, the city's plan sort of seems to be, what snow? I see nothing. There you go, there's a good friend, The Low. All right, we want to thank Danny DeVito, Jen Lane, Jim Roop from CNN Radio, John from New York, Delivery Drivers of the World, Lenny and Tekla for the food, all of which was consumed by Clyde in under 3 minutes. It's part of his ongoing weight loss plan. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today by Clyde Lewis for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In between bites of deep-fried mushroom, the Infer F. Matt Peterson and Sarah Dillon in the newsroom, Tim Riley. As always, don't let the bastards grind it down. We'll see you tomorrow at noon. Thanks, y'all. Be safe. Bye.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.